You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty. When Michigan's economy tanked a decade ago, it produced a steady stream of young people leaving Michigan to seek work in Chicago. Michael Farrow was one of those young Michiganders. His experience working for the federal government in the Windy City was the inspiration for his debut novel, Title 13. And let's just say Farrow's protagonist, a government worker named Heald Brown, finds himself in some very dark places, partly due to vodka, and also because of the Orwellian nature of his job working for the government. Michael Farrow has been recognized with an honorable mention for Glimmer Train's Short Story Award for New Writers. And he received the Jim Cash Creative Writing Award for Fiction, and he is here now. Michael, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
I saw a review describing Title 13 as a dark comedy, which didn't hit me that way, but I wasn't sure how to characterize it. How do you describe it?
Well, I definitely look at it as a satiric book, especially the first half. The first half of the novel has a very satiric, sort of absurd tone to it. And then it definitely does go kind of down a dark and sort of
Orwellian?
Yes, Orwellian, yes, path as his alcoholism becomes more apparent and the emotional aspect of his family dynamics and relationships come out.
And what time period are we talking about?
It's set in 2010.
All right, 2010, so the not too distant past.
Right.
And your protagonist is this man named Heald Brown, and he's a Michigander who works in Chicago. And where and doing what?
So he works for the Department of Commerce in the U.S. Census Bureau, doing the 2010 decennial census, which is always a lot of fun, doing the big count for everybody in the Midwest.
And why did he leave Michigan?
So he left Michigan because in the book he graduated around the time that the recession hit, and so unable to really find steady work, he decides to head to Chicago.
And as we'll talk about, that is certainly something you know very, very well. And he is an alcoholic, but he's able to get through each day at work.
Right. He's pretty much a functioning alcoholic.
Yes, indeed. And that certainly plays that bottle of vodka. It's a very important character in Title 13. And things quickly progress to a big, huge crisis in this office of the Chicago Regional Census Center. Tell us just a little about that without giving a lot away.
So Title 13, it's part of the U.S. Census Code. And so anybody who works for the U.S. Census has to be sworn to it by, you know, punishable by law or all kinds of nasty, scary things. And so 37 pages of this information go missing inside of Heald's office. And basically, we don't know why. We don't know where they are. We don't know who took them. So it's kind of the, I guess you could call it the MacGuffin, sort of the thing that keeps the story progressing. But yeah, so this information is missing, and the premise is who took it, where is it, why is it gone, and what does it mean?
And things do get a little 1984-ish as management tries to find those missing pages. Now, you wound up heading to Chicago looking for work. Tell us about that.
So yeah, I went to Chicago. Sort of the same thing as Heald. That was my inspiration was, you know, I wanted to find work in Detroit. I personally did work for the state of Michigan for a little while hunting wasps. For the Department of Agriculture, which was a really fun job.
But an interesting use of your creative writing degree from
MSU. Exactly, yes. Oh, yeah, absolutely. So I, you know, unfortunately got laid off from that. You know, there was no budget. So I went on a weekend visit to Chicago, never been before. And just, you know, when you see that after a year or two of living in the recession area of Detroit, it was like, wow, I want to be a part of that.
So you did, and you wound up working for the government.
Right, and I had no job. I had very little money. I was very stupid about it, and I just went to Chicago, and I saw this apartment in the Gold Coast, and I thought, oh, yeah, this is great. This is wonderful. I'll just take my savings and no job. And yeah, luckily, I found a job with the federal government right as my last $10 was leaving my bank account. So lucky and stupid. That's better be lucky than stupid.
And it gave you the kernel for Title 13.
Right, yep.
What do you think you're saying? What are you saying to your readers about the United States of the 21st century through this story?
So when I started writing it, it was about 2012, 2013. It took about a few years to write. And at the time, we had Obama, and things were great. And it was just a wonderful time. But when I lived in Chicago, I had noticed, you know, there was the rise of the Tea Party, and there was a lot of black backlash with birtherism and all this nefarious stuff. And so I started writing a novel that I thought would be more kind of satiric and almost dystopian, but not really, that would focus on this kind of underbelly, this sort of festering thing underneath. And, you know, now that the book is out and Trump is in power, it's sort of come true. There's a lot of the absurd things in the book, which I thought could never happen, have come to be. And it's terrifying.
Such as?
Well, I would say that in the novel, we focus on the weird bureaucracy that happens in the government, especially in the Department of Commerce and the Census Bureau. So just the way that bureaucracy is focused between sort of regional levels of government and the national level of government, the federal level of government in Washington, D.C., there's a lot of, you know, absurd satire in here about that with the civil service workers, you know, and the lamentations that they have. And a lot of it was meant to be just jokey. A lot of it just satire. And all of it seems so real now, you know, with rogue Twitter accounts and all of these, you know, things coming to light like that.
Since Donald Trump became president.
Exactly. Yes. Since Donald Trump became president, a lot of the things that I thought were very far-fetched in the novel are no longer very far-fetched at all.
What's the social message you hope readers will take away from Title 13?
I think our country is kind of lonely. I think we're a lonely country, and all of us inside the country, no matter how connected we are through social media and all kinds of things like never before, we're lonelier than ever before. We're growing distant. We're obviously, you know, very divisive. So this book is kind of trying to highlight that, and obviously through the perils of addiction as well, and trying to find some kind of middle ground almost. Maybe it's satire, maybe it's something else, I'm not sure.
A plea of some
sort. Yes, yes.
Well, now that you've been through the experience of writing a novel, you've got your debut novel published, what advice would you give aspiring writers who were where you were not long ago?
Ooh, I would say you have to write what you feel in your heart. You know, when I wrote this book, I honestly didn't think it would get published. You know, it's literary fiction, it's kind of satire and absurd. So, you know, it doesn't sell very well originally, but I had written it just for me to get it out of my system. And by the time I finished it, you know, then I was like, okay, now I want it published, you know. But you have to tell that story that's sort of, you know, itching at your soul. Yeah.
And then the process of, you know, finding a publisher, working with them. Oh, look at you. You shuddered.
Oh, yeah.
What's the big challenge there?
Well, basically, you have to find the right publisher. I got very lucky with Harvard Square Editions because, you know, they primarily focus on literary fiction that has a social message. So, you know, that's kind of what Title 13 is. It has that social message. It has that impetus behind it. But I would say, you know, finding a publisher is, you know, the big five, or you don't have an agent, you're not going to find them. But there's so many great small independent presses out there. And, you know, you just read a couple of their books. And if you find one that works with your taste, your style, then go for it. Submit to them.
And what has it been like for you to have people read this thing that was percolating in your mind all these years? It's out. It's available in bookstores. What is that like to have somebody come up and talk to you about this baby of yours?
Oh, it's absolutely terrifying. It's the most terrifying thing in the world. No, it's very humbling. It's flattering. It's something I never thought would happen. And I'm so glad that it seems to be connecting with people. I think it just hit right at the perfect time.
And we should note, you are back in Michigan from your Chicago years.
Yes, I've been back in Michigan for some time now, living in Ann Arbor and loving it. Great to be back. And it's great that the economy here is doing better.
Michael Farrow, his debut novel, Title 13. Michael, thanks so much for talking with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.